while he's laying there scratching, he's sticking the pellet in his mouth.
Good God. Hogs pretty smart. As far as animals go, they're probably the most maltreated, you know, in the way we talk about them.
They're more sense than you think they got.
Yeah.
They got plenty of sense.
Did you ever see hogs that come up wild? Did y'all ever?
Yeah, I had them back in these woods a good many years ago. Boy, they clean you out. They let you make a crop and then they move in on you.
And just
slaughter. They do it at night.
Oh, gosh.
Boys, man.
What'd you lose? What? Did you ever lose anything, Paul?
I lost them. We had to get crowds and get in there and kill them. I went one, there was a big old hog back in and come up a rain and I got some fellas and we're going to go track him down. And they tracked him down way back in one of these hills back in here. They had shotgun, I just had pistol, cause I didn't want to be worried no shotgun. I didn't think I'd need, enough of them got guns. They shot every shell they had at that hog. Dogs bait him, he just standing there just fighting them. And they called me in there to shoot him with a pistol. I said, shoot, I ain't going there fooling with that hog. But he fell in that house and I could see he was in a little pond of water.
Yeah.
And I shot him in the side and the hog just jumped. Turned around and I said, shoot, I ain't touching that hog. And I shot him again in the side. He just jumped. But he turned a little sideways and I aimed right back of his ear. And he hit the ground and I'd hit him every time, but that's kind of weighed over 600. What a hog, Greg.
The wild hogs, they would get wild real quick, it wouldn't take but one or two generations out.
That thing killed, I don't know how many dogs for him. He had old Texas sticking upside his head like that. The dog better not go up on him.
When you got a hog mad, his, it would stand up on the back, is all that.
Half stand up back there?
Yeah.
And then, I'm old. They got a pone on the side back there. It's as thick as this here. You can't stick a knife all in it. Wonder what it fight. Boy, that's kind of really put up a fight.
Bristles or something?
It's old muscles or something, that old hide or something. It's just thick and tough.
Well, y'all would, when you catch those, you'd have to, if you caught them, you'd have to, of course, let the meat identification. Let them get wild. I mean, they say the meat was wild and you couldn't eat it after.
If you caught young ones, good size shoots, you could put them in a good pen and keep them long enough. You could kind of feed it out of them. Mm-hmm. But if they was about grown, you just about will kill that thing because you couldn't do nothing with them. They would fight you every time you go up to the pen. He want to get you too. You have to get. You better not. You couldn't have no way to get in that way.
I've heard of a boar, you know, with tushes, getting out and cutting a horse just right down the middle of the stomach. You know,
they do it. They're dangerous.
Slash them off.
You better not
take that. There's one row.
Yeah, man, you hit you like a pocket knife.
Well, what did you call them? Now, a little pig when it's first born is a what? That's a.
I just call them baby pigs.
Yeah. When they get a little size on them?
If they get a little size on them, I call them a shoat then.
Yeah. Would you do something to a hog to, you know, if you didn't want them to grow up to be a boar?
Yeah, you'd have to castrate them.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I do.
Mark them, some folks
pretty
say.
Well, I used to mark mine. When they get ready to wean, I'll go ahead and pick them up and bring them over here and I'll castrate them and then give them a F syphilis shot or something. But the size, and you don't ever keep no male with them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can set them up, but you've got to